The 14th century was a time of deep darkness within the church. Plague and war tore through Europe, and even among the shepherds of Christ's flock, sin and scandal wounded the hearts of the faithful. But in the midst of that chaos, God raised up a voice, not of condemnation, but of truth spoken in tears. Her name was Saint Catherine of Siena. She was a mystic, a reformer, and a messenger of divine love. In a book, The Dialogue, Saint Catherine wrote down her conversations with God, intimate revelations received during her mystical encounters. She dared to ask the Lord, "Why have so many of your priests fallen into sin? Why do some lead souls astray? And how should we, the faithful, respond?" Saint Catherine did not hide from the truth. She saw corruption, she saw pride, she saw souls wounded by the very hands meant to heal. Yet her response was not anger, it was adoration. She understood that to love the church meant to suffer for her, to correct with humility, and to pray with tears. In a dialogue, she recorded the words of Christ Himself. To Saint Catherine, this was no metaphor. She believed that when we honor the priesthood, we honor Christ Himself. For every priest bears within him a treasure not on his own, the power of the sacraments, sealed by the blood of the Lamb. Saint Catherine did not excuse sin among the clergy. She called them, even the Pope himself, to repentance and holiness. But she also warned the faithful, do not attack those whom the Lord had anointed. For Catherine, the greatest danger was not a corrupt priesthood, but a people who lost reverence for it. She wrote that this sin, the sin of scorning priests, was among the most grievous of all because it dishonors the very blood of Christ. Yet God also showed her the beauty of His faithful servants, those priests who live in humility and virtue. He called them precious stones set like jewels in the crown of eternal life. For even when others fall, the grace of the sacraments remain unbroken. The power of the Eucharist does not depend on the holiness of the hands that hold it, but on the holiness of the one who consecrates it through them. When Saint Catherine saw sin, she did not point a finger. She raised her hands in prayer. She begged the Lord to purify His ministers, to restore His church. This was Catherine's mission, to love the church, even when she bled, to defend the priesthood, even when wounded, to call for reform, not through rebellion, but through repentance. Saint Catherine saw the church as the bride of Christ, holy, yet always in need of renewal. Her tears were the prayers of a lover pleading for her beloved. Her pen was the sword of truth, writing words that still pierce hearts centuries later. Through her, God reminded the world that the reverence we show His ministers belongs not to them, but to Him. In every age, the Lord raises up voices like Saint Catherine's to call the church back to holiness, not through division, but through divine love. Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us.